Thank you very much, Chair, and understood on that ruling. So speaking of international humanitarian law, existing IHL clearly prohibits the use of any weapon or any attack, the effects of which cannot be anticipated and controlled. These are the rules relating to weapons that are by nature indiscriminate and indiscriminate attacks. So we think that the value of any prohibition that is based on these existing rules and is ultimately agreed by this group will be in its specific application to the case of autonomous weapon systems, its articulation of and guidance as to which kinds of autonomous weapons would not be able to be used in compliance with these rules. So we think here it would be useful to specifically identify, for instance, which elements of design and use of autonomous weapon systems would mean they would fall foul of any prohibition, or ultimately what types of autonomous weapon systems fall into a category of prohibited systems. In this respect, we suggest that it should be made explicit that autonomous weapon systems should be prohibited where their functioning and effects are not sufficiently predictable, reliable, understandable, explainable, and traceable. We consider unpredictability in the functioning of autonomous weapon systems poses a fundamental challenge to international humanitarian law. And we have previously indicated that autonomous weapon systems whose targeting functions change after deployment or during use would fall into this category. More broadly, all autonomous weapon systems controlled by artificial intelligence and swarming autonomous weapons may also fall into this category. And these aspects of functioning relate to the design of the weapon. So we consider it would be appropriate and indeed necessary to extend a prohibition to the development of prohibited autonomous weapon systems. Such a prohibition, which would be applied at the development phase, crafted by this group to address the particularities of autonomous weapon systems, would be an important preventative measure to avoid the development of systems which would produce indiscriminate effects and thus be incapable of being used in compliance with IHL. This kind of clear prohibition covering development would also be needed to ensure the prohibition is effective and then distinct from any restrictions that are made. In our view, the prohibition should set a threshold for systems which are always unacceptable, regardless of operational constraints that could be imposed on their use. And then the second tier under any two-tier approach could be imposed only on non-prohibited systems. The ICRC also considers, as we have said in previous interventions, that prohibition should not be limited only to autonomous weapons that risk indiscriminate effects. The prohibition should include all autonomous weapon systems that pose unacceptable risks for compliance with IHL, particularly on the conduct of hostilities, but also other applicable international law and ethical considerations. And in our view, this requires that autonomous weapon systems that are designed or used to apply force against persons should be prohibited. This is because the use of an autonomous weapon against persons whose susceptibility to being made the object of an attack may change quickly, this poses particular challenges in terms of sufficiently anticipating and controlling a weapon's effects to comply with IHL. It also brings serious ethical concerns, and so we think this should be included within the scope of any prohibition. Thank you very much, Chair.